Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
HealthGrade, the leading online resource center that helps consumers search, evaluate, compare, and connect with physicians and hospitals, has just released their top cities in the U.S. for hospital care and announced the nation's best hospitals for 2013. And my guest is Dr. Arkel Giorgio, and she's Johns Hopkins trained and healthcare industry expert. So, Dr. Giorgio, tell us first a little bit about what criteria go into ranking the cities, the top cities first.
The top cities that we highlighted represent those cities that have the lowest mortality rate, which is the same thing as the highest survival rate, across 16 different conditions and procedures. Conditions and procedures such as heart attack care, hip surgery, back surgery, treatment of diabetes. So we looked at all of those different conditions and procedures, all the cities in the country, and identified those cities that had a lower than average mortality rate, and those are the cities that are on the list.
A lower than average mortality rate based on hospitals and people that actually go to hospitals and what happens there?
That's correct. The way that we start analyzing all that data is that we collect outcome data that the federal government collects from all 4,500 hospitals in the country. And the first thing that we did to identify the top cities was to look at those conditions and procedures and identify which cities had the best survival rates across a broad range of conditions and procedures that are common ones that people typically go to the hospital for.
And so now what goes into ranking the hospitals themselves?
Well, that takes it one step further. So in order to be an America's Best 50 or 100 hospital, once again, we start with all 4,500 hospitals in the United States. Hospitals can't decide to participate or not participate. They're all part of the pool of data. And we look at 27 different conditions that they treat, many of them I mentioned before and a few others. And we look at their mortality rate, as I mentioned earlier, but we also look at their complication rate, whether or not somebody has unexpected complications during their hospital stay. And so America's Best Hospitals are those that have the lowest mortality and complication rates this year, but also what they've achieved is that they've sustained those quality results with the test of time. And so America's Best 50 hospitals have achieved those results for at least the last 7 years, and America's Best 100 hospitals have achieved those results for at least the last 4 years. So it's not a fluke that they're on the list. It's not a one-time achievement. They really have the infrastructure and in place to deliver good quality, and they have a commitment to quality.
So what does this mean for the average person looking for a good hospital? I mean, obviously, and we're talking about when we talk about complications, staph infections, and, you know, as you say, things that could go wrong. And that's everybody's biggest worry, Dr. Giorgio, is, you know, if I go to the hospital to get a knee replaced, is something going to happen? Am I going to die there? You know, or if I have to go because I have a heart attack, is that the place to go?
What this report really highlights is that hospitals are not created equal. We've identified the top 50 and top 100 hospitals in the United States in this report, but there are certainly other fine hospitals all across the country. The point is that it's not just the hospital that has the brand name that that you're used to hearing about or that your neighbor went to. These are hospitals that have achieved quality outcomes from a mortality and complication rate. And you should do the research before you go to the hospital so that you can figure out what hospitals are most likely to give you the best outcome. So often, we just go by brand name or convenience. Is the hospital covered by my insurance? Are they close to my work or home? But convenience is not a proxy for quality. So the takeaway here for consumers is that they should really do the research before they need care and select the doctor and the hospital that are most likely to give them the best outcome.
Now, there are a lot of ranking institutions out there. So what is the difference between what HealthGrades does and what some of these other ones do?
Well, HealthGrades only uses objective data to come up with its list. And that's because we really believe that at the end of the day, quality consists of two things. Did you survive your hospital stay, and did you have a complication-free hospital experience? That's the only thing that goes into these rankings. Many of the other hospital ranking reports use reputation and other types of branding to determine whether or not those hospitals are on the list. We don't believe that reputation is as important as outcomes.
Okay, so you don't believe that reputation is as important, and yet Mayo Clinic is way up there. Do you know what I mean? So reputation-wise, for sure, what are they supposed to think if they look at this list? And we'll tell them how to find it, and we're actually going to talk about a few of them. But if they look at this list and the hospitals that they go to, that they've always thought were just fine, are not on this list, then do they start to concern themselves? Maybe everybody can't get off to Mayo or into Los Angeles. There seem to be a bunch in California. What if you're at the other end of the country?
Yeah, let's address a few of those issues. So first of all, let's applaud Mayo Clinic because they have both reputation and high-quality care.
They do.
They seem to show up on many of these lists, and they show up on the health grades list because they have met the objective measures of performance that we believe are important in identifying high-quality care. But there are also other brand-name hospitals, one very large hospital in Ohio, for example, one in Maryland, that is not on the list, yet they have a very significant brand name. So what should people think about that? Number one, this doesn't mean that you need to go to Phoenix, Arizona, or Rochester, Minnesota to receive care. There's high-quality care that people can receive in their own communities, but it does take doing the research to figure out which hospital in your community is most likely to be the one to deliver that care. And so that is really what the takeaway is.
Okay. And as we're applauding Mayo, and as you said, brand name doesn't mean great hospital, but in their case, it kind of means both. When we look at our own hospitals, what advice would you have for consumers looking at the hospitals that they have to go to because they're 5 minutes away from them, or, you know, they've been diagnosed with cancer and they need something within a 50-mile radius? What would you advise them to look for in the hospital that they have to go to?
Well, let's step back for a moment, Melanie, and let's just remember that the way that most of us receive care and select the hospital that we're going to go to is really dependent on the physician that we select. So let's take a step back, and my first suggestion and my first advice is to say, pick a doctor that's the right doctor for you. If you have cancer, one that's board certified, one that's focused on the condition that you're currently dealing with, and then determine, look at the affiliations, the hospital affiliations of those doctors. Doctors typically admit their patients, do procedures at more than one hospital. So then after you've selected your doctor, do more research to identify the hospital that you want to go to where your doctor also practices.
Great.
And that way you can stay with your doctor and within your community, but you're making the best choice for your health care.
That's great advice, Dr. Giorgio. Now tell people in the last 30 seconds where they can find out more information about the top cities and the top hospitals.
People can get all the information on the top cities and the top hospitals by going to healthgrades.com. It's free and it's easy to use.
And you have to go to the Quality Center on Health Grades, and then you click on that, and that's where you will find the list and go through it. And as Dr. Giorgio said, find the doctor that works with you, that's right with you. Be your own best patient advocate, because you know there's not a lot of people going to advocate for you. You have to do it for yourself. Do your research, be prepared in advance, and by picking a doctor that is right for you, you'll have a hospital that works within that doctor's realm, and you'll be able to get really good quality care. You can find out more about this at healthgrades.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.